My name is Christo Dzidziew. I'm going to talk about an algorithm for generating network traffic. This is a joint work with Lyudmila Alexandrova from the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences. So our goal is to analyze traffic represented at sessions level, model it as a graph, and analyze that graph, and on the basis of that, generate artificial traffic that captures many of the properties of the original graph. In particular, we'd like to capture the communication patterns in terms of who communicates with whom. We want to capture the topology of the original communication network, and also capture characteristics such as total volume, number of connections, and temporal characteristics of the traffic. And also, you want the algorithm to be scalable. So using a traffic generator compared to using real traffic has a number of advantages. For instance, getting your hands to real traffic might be difficult or even impossible for some researchers. Researchers want to be able to reproduce the results of others or compare their results with the results of others on the same data. But sharing that data, if it's a real data between researchers from different organizations, might be difficult because of security issues or privacy issues, so it might be altogether forbidden by the organization that owns the data. So a generator will deal with this problem. Also, we'll be able to mix normal traffic with malicious one in different combinations and different scenarios. So we'll be able to test intrusion detection and anomaly detection systems in a number of different situations. And also we can adjust some parameters such as number of nodes, number of sessions, durations, and so on. So we create different situations in which we can test intrusion detection system with respect to their sensitivity to different parameters. And to relate it to the discussion earlier today, we won't have any issues with ethicality. Okay, so this is how the rest of the talk will be organized. First, we'll talk about our objectives of how to model, what the idea is, representation, and so on. And then we're going to discuss the algorithm. It's two phases, pre-processing and generation phase. And we end up with evaluation and testing. So first of all, how to represent the traffic. So I'm talking about SSH traffic, and it's on level sessions. So for each session, we have the node that the IP address of the starting that initiates the session and the receiving as being the two nodes of an edge, which is directed from the first node to the second, and also that edge is labeled with some attributes of the session. The most important for this study is we have the starting and the finishing time of the session. Okay, by the way, that graph might be a multigraph, so it might have parallel edges if several sessions occur between the same host and target. Okay, so we want our model to capture activities by the same user. For instance, a user can start at node A, go to node B, and then go to node C, because node C might not be directly reachable from A. So in this case, you have edges AB and BC related, because the same user in the same activity used them both. So we have a small subgraph consisting of AB and BC, which for us is the pattern of communication for that particular user at that particular time. So this is an illustration how the activity, the normal activities, will look like. And we want to be able to distinguish normal activity with attacker activity. And our hypothesis is that attacker has behavior that's illustrated by this so-called caterpillar graph. So the attacker has compromised some node, search the vicinity of that node, then go to another one, adjacent node, search the vicinity, and so on, looking and eventually wants to find some target of value. So this graph looks differently than the ones we saw on the previous slide. So we want to have some framework that can capture and distinguish between these two type of communication patterns. Okay, so our modeling goal is to partition the original protocol graph of all communication into such pattern subgraphs, and then analyze those subgraphs and try to establish some type of normal behavior, which will then be used to find anomalies. There is one difficulty in doing this, and that is that those edges, those sessions, usually don't have information about the identity of the user. So we know the starting address and the target address, but we don't know who user did that session. So we have to use another way to try to find a relationship between different session, and we do this using the temporal information. So the following telescoping condition is used for that purpose, and it captures the fact that if two sessions are connected in the way I described before, so the starting time of the first session here from the V to W should be before the starting time of the second session, and the reverse is for the finishing time. So the finishing time of the first session should be greater or equal than the finishing time of the second. So if two edges satisfy this condition, we say that they satisfy the telescoping condition. Okay, so extend this property for pairs of edges to subgraphs. And we define the notion of telescoping subgraphs. So these are subgraphs that any two consecutive edges satisfy that telescoping property. And they're also somehow maximal, meaning that we cannot add more edges to them. Okay, so we went from edges to subgraph. Now we're from subgraphs, we go to the composition of the original graph. So we have that graph of all the traffic, and we want to decompose it, divide it into graphs of patterns, or those TSG telescoping graphs. And this is exactly what the TSG decomposition is. So it has to cover all the edges of the graph, so every session should be part of some pattern. and they should be, of course, disjoint subgraphs, and each of them should be maximal. Okay, here we have some illustration. We have here some graph that illustrates the whole graph. Of course, the whole graph will be much bigger. So we want to decompose it into TSGs, and suppose we start with this edge, so it starts, has start time 0 and time 10. So both of those edges can be added to this subgraph, because the starting time are greater than 0, the ending time are less than 10. So extend this edge with those two, and we try to extend it with more edges, but we see this one cannot be extended because it ends too late. That one cannot be added because it starts too early. Okay, so this is one TSG. Its maximal cannot be further extended. Then if you look at this edge, we see that this one can be added. So we have another TSG, and so on until all the edges are covered. Okay, so we have used this idea, as I mentioned, for anomaly detection. And for anomaly detection, we analyze all these patterns, and if we see some pattern that's unusual, then this is anomaly. But we're going also to use it in traffic generation to generate traffic as a union of individual patterns, of individual user actions. Okay, and we're going to compare the two uses because they're closely related. So let's first see how we can use this for anomaly detection. So in order to analyze subgraphs, it's hard because graphs are high-dimensional subjects, so it's different to analyze distributions and of such objects. So for that person, instead of looking at the subgraphs, we compute a number, just single number, which is a probability of that subgraph appearing given the historical data. I'll work on this example. So what's the probability of this subgraph appearing given the historical data? So to get the first edge, we look at what's the probability of having this node as a start edge, as a starting for this edge. So what's the probability of picking that node among all the nodes of the network? So that probability is the out degree of that node, and out degree is how many edges leave the node, divided by the sum of out degrees of all nodes. So the higher the out degree of this node, the more likely it's to be picked. Okay? So this is the probability to start here, but what's the probability of getting this edge? The idea is similar. So we look at all possible edges that can exit there, and the probability of picking this edge is inversely proportional to that number. And then we can continue. So having two nodes, what's the probability of picking this instead of picking the other one? We look at outgoing edges here and here, and we pick one of the nodes with the corresponding probability. And the same for the probability of picking that edge if we already have picked those two. And the probability of the whole tree is the product of the tree probabilities. So very similar is the idea for generation, but instead of having this this subgraph and figuring out what was the probability of it appearing given the historical data, we think of it, okay, so well, let's construct this graph among all graphs with the probability corresponding to each individual elements. Okay, and here is the picture with generation. so if pick one node, yeah.
I was just going to ask about the graphs. So if I see a subgraph like that, does that mean that a user is using system one, they're SSH into another system, and then
yes.
from there they choose to use that system as a terminal to go into another system? So
yeah.
By doing this, then you're somehow measuring the user, the typical user behaviors, and then detecting when an anomalous user is using the system.
Yeah, so this is what the graph represents, but the way it's constructed is not related to some property of a user, but it's related to statistical property of the whole graph. So picking one node and not another is done based on how much that first node was used relative to the second one. But each one can be picked, but with a different probability. Okay, so we pick this node with probability proportional to its out degree, so proportional to how many edges, how many sessions leave that node. Then we picked the edge with probability proportional to the frequency of that edge compared to all the other edges, and so on, until we construct the whole subgraph, and then we go to another one and another one until we create the whole traffic graph. Of course, there are a few things more to clarify. For instance, we have to pick some size of the graph because we don't want to have infinite size graphs. There is another issue that if we start with empty graphs, so all these numbers will be zero. So we have to have something to start with for generation. Okay, for anomaly detection we have already existing graph, but for generation we need some seed graph which we can use to have all these statistical values which will help us continue building more. Okay, so this is the outline of the algorithm. So we have some traffic graph of historical real data, and we have two time windows, W big and small. The big one is the training time window. This is the amount of data we use for analysis. So we can generate the traffic. And the small W is, so we discretize the time, and W is like the smallest increment that we go from one time to another. Okay, so there are two phases. Profiling phase deals with the old graph. We analyze the old graph, the real graph, and get data. Generation phase deals with the new graph to be generated. Okay, so the first phase, the profiling, so we create data structures that will contain all the statistical data needed in the second session. So for instance, we have the total number of THGs, we have distribution of the sizes, how much different sizes have been encountered. We have statistics of the patterns, how many sequence of edges have been encountered, and duration information, how long the sessions were. And all those are indexed with day and time, day of the week and time. So we can follow the diurnal patterns of activity. Okay, so this computing is straightforward, getting this information once we have an algorithm that can find the decomposition, and we have done this before. Okay, so let's look briefly at the generation phase. It's first how to generate that initial traffic that is used in order to get those statistical values needed for the rest of it. So if you remember, the generation has two phases. Generating the initial phase, which will avoid having those numbers zero. And then after having the initial traffic, then we continue with the normal generation. Okay, so more or less we follow the idea I just described. We first pick the number of the graphs, that subgraphs that have to be generated by randomly choosing a number from the distribution of the historical numbers of graphs for that time of day and day of the week. Okay, then you pick in the same way from the existing data what the size of that graph is, then picking the individual edges following the idea I described. Okay, so we get in this way some initial traffic with length W, which is used as priming for the main generation phase. And it is the same algorithm as before, but instead of using the original the original data, the data from the real traffic, we use here the data that we just generated in the first phase. Okay, so let's say a few words about the evaluation. So we use historical data available at Los Alamos. The profiling period was set to 4 weeks. The small w, the time increment was chosen to be 1 minute. So the generation process was repeated 10 times with random numbers so that we can average the data. And here are the results. So first, these are the in degrees. Again, in degrees is the number of edges, number of sessions getting inside a node. So this red is the original traffic. The generated traffic is in blue. This moves much more, is rougher because if you remember, the blue one has been averaged over 10 runs. So that's why it's smoother. So to make the comparison better, we also smoothed the real traffic by averaging of length 5. So 5 consecutive values were averaged, and so we get the green line. So if you see, the blue and green are very close. But the out degrees is not such a good match, although it's not bad, but it's not as good as before. And the reason is that that while generation always uses the out degrees, the in degrees, out degrees can be depend not only of frequency of the original graph, but it also depends on patterns. So you have two edges, and one after the other. The second one is chosen not only based on what are the property of that starting edge, but what's the property of the sequence of the two edges. So this changes the result. Okay, for the durations, we have a relatively good match, except in the beginning. But I don't have time to discuss this, so let's go to the last one, which is the diurnal patterns. This is how the activity changes during the day of the week and the time of day. And here we have a very good match, which is, yeah.
So to make these graphs, you took the real data from your network, and then you turned it into some series of matrices for something like that you didn't feed to the traffic generator and algorithm.
Yeah.
So if I was a researcher and I needed to create synthetic data for some experiment, mm-hmm. How would I create a realistic set of matrices if I don't have the ability to collect data on my network myself? How do I generate the input frequencies for the algorithm realistically?
For your data?
Say that I want to do an experiment and generate synthetic SSH data.
Okay.
On a synthetic network.
Okay.
How do I decide what those frequencies should be and to feed into the algorithm?
Well, if you have data of real traffic, you just analyze it and get those frequency and they're used in Dogwood.
Are there certain properties that the frequencies would have though that makes them realistic? Or should I just choose random numbers if that's all I have?
No, the random numbers are just how to sample the data. It's, they're not random properties of what you'll get as statistical properties of the data, but this is randomness in doing individual choices, but statistically you get close to what you have in the original graph.
Okay, so I always need to train the model on the real first.
Yes, yes. It tries to mimic the real data, but avoiding copying it. So it has the same properties statistically in average, but individual items are random. Will behavior of a network be random? Like a user might sit at a random time and do some random activity of the ones that he or she does during the day, but in total and average, they'll follow some pattern which you want to capture. Yeah, actually, this is the talk, and since I'm short of time, I'll skip the last slide. Yes. So the main characteristic of our generator is that it first tries to model the network, the underlying network, and secondly, trying to capture the relationship between different sessions, different connections, different pair of nodes in that network. So none of the previous works, previous generators has addressed this. So they either take some topology and just use it 100% the same, or just avoid this and focus on packages and user activity. But the network. The topology hasn't been used before, as far as I know. Yes?
Have you investigated applying this method? Do you think TSP is a public protocol other than SSH?
We haven't, but we are planning to.
One more question.
Okay.
Your data fix, the training data. Impressively, one of the early motivations for your work was to be able to share, with trying to avoid the problem of privacy violations.
Exactly.
I wonder if you are characterizing your network traffic in terms of the shape of the network, the degree of the upgrade, the session durations, and the patterns, if you're still sacrificing some privacy, considering.
In my opinion, we don't reveal a lot of information. And actually, if you remember, there are two phases of the algorithm. One is just creating some initial priming traffic that's used for the real generation, and it took us a long time to figure out this initial phase. Instead of it, we could have just used the real traffic, which would have been closer to, it may have revealed some properties. So we tried to avoid that. Instead of using this real traffic and continue working on it and then cutting it off, so we get only artificial traffic, but still using the initial one. actually also replace that initial traffic. So we believe it's quite safely you can say that we don't reveal anything.
Thank you, Steve, one more time.